If I can demoralize you, I can control you. Pornography, the breakdown of America's virtue. Well, the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader, Samuel Adams. Today, Americans are being told that they must embrace diversity, to accept that which God forbids in order to bring about unity among the nations. We are also being told that we must think of the world's good rather than just the United States and our sovereignty. Now, of course, that comes by taking on their world agenda, and then we're led to believe that somehow it will unify us, when in fact the opposite is true. One of the major propaganda pushes being used by the masters and players is to push immorality through advocating sexual promiscuity and pornography. What unifies us as Americans is that we are rooted and built up in Him, not to be spoiled through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. No, what unifies us is that we are one nation under God. We are not to adhere to the nations by subjecting ourselves to the spirit of disobedience towards God, and that by adhering to that which God condemns, which are the immoralities that separate us from our God, rather than adherence to the Word, which is our strength, not our weakness. Pornography, porn, defined as the portrayal of sexual subject matter for the exclusive purpose of sexual arousal. Going to the Greek lexicon, to prostitute one's body to the lust of another, to give oneself to unlawful sexual intercourse, to be given to idolatry, to worship idols, to permit oneself to be drawn into. OnSite said that pornography in the United States has advanced by technological development. It has gone from a hard-to-find back-alley item beginning in 1968 with the golden age of porn to being more available in the country and later, starting in the 1990s, readily accessible to nearly anyone with a computer or the device connected to the internet. The U.S. has no current plans, by the way, to block explicit content from minors, which is obviously their end aim. Now, friends, one must note that this is the Supreme Court's version of freedom of speech, which advocates the crimes that they are appointed to prevent. Remember, Charles D. Montesquieu said, "Liberty is the right to do what the law permits." Hollywood, along with the media and corrupt representation, help promote sexual promiscuity. The children learn the lesson. They are then impregnated and taught by the same courts and media to eradicate the fruit of the womb under the guise of choice. How does that work? It doesn't. The very things that Scripture warns us to stay away from are the very things that the corrupt and the world governments are promoting. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. If one would like to test the accuracy of Scripture and would like to know the truth of the matter, that is all you have to do is to look to what happens when men fail to take heed to the Word of God. Look to David and Bathsheba, or Solomon and his lust for foreign women, Samson and Delilah. Interestingly enough, Delilah's name actually means desire. The sodomites, the homosexual communities, bestiality, and yes, I'm sorry to say, incest. Yet in America today, no matter where you go, whether it be in your health books in high schools or stories told to children in preschools, movie trailers or a movie, if it be a commercial, a radio ad, a billboard on the side of a road, or a billboard on a bus or in a magazine on the rack, when going to the grocery store checkout or even going into a restroom, there it is, right in front of your face, sexually suggestive content. Folks, it's not hard to find, it's hard to ignore. When you go to your computer and go online, there it is. Ads popping up with suggestive content. Content that you have to check off and rate so that their ads do not return on the
same... Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, folks, clearing the smoke. In other words, I want to try to get on top of what I've been trying to get on top of over the last couple days. But we had breaking news yesterday, and that breaking news, of course, was none other than Pimp Diddy. Found guilty on a couple counts and then not guilty on other counts, in spite of all the eyewitnesses, in spite of all the victims, and also the correlation between P. Diddy and not just Donald Trump and Melania, but Donald Trump and all three of his wives. He's been friends with this guy for the last 30 years, and he was asked the question if he would pardon Diddy. And I want you to hear this. This is the actual video. If you want to check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And you can go ahead and observe this. If not, you're one of our affiliates. You're going to hear this perfectly. Check this out. Donald Trump being asked by a reporter about Diddy Combs and his pardon.
In host of The Apprentice, you mentioned once in 2012 that Diddy was a good friend of yours back then.
Diddy's a good friend of his.
He has since found himself in some very serious legal trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you ever consider pardoning him?
Well, nobody's asked. You had to be the one to ask, Peter, but nobody's asked. But I know people are thinking about it. I know they're thinking about it. I think some people have been very close to asking. First of all, I'd look at what's happening, and I haven't been watching it too closely, although it's certainly getting a lot of coverage. I haven't seen him. I haven't spoken to him in years. He used to really like me a lot, but I think when I ran for politics, that relationship busted up from what I read. I don't know. He didn't tell me that, but I'd read some little bit nasty statements in the paper all of a sudden. You know, it's different. You become a much different person when you run for politics and you do what's right. I could do other things, and I'm sure he'd like me, and I'm sure other people would like me, but it wouldn't be as good for our country. As we said, our country's doing really well because of what we're doing. So I can't, it's not a popularity contest. So I don't know. I would certainly look at the facts. If I think somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact on me.
Okay, so you just heard that. A reporter asked him, would you pardon Diddy? Well, folks, the fact of the matter is it's all over on social media platforms right now. And one of the things that I always love to come back to, as we're being led on this program, Romans 8:14, by the Holy Ghost, and leading things out, folks, and making people aware of the truth of the matter, it's interesting how he'll lead us to talk about something, and then before you know it, he'll bring the conclusion and the evidence of what was bringing forth, or what he was leading to bring forth, and showing us before it comes to pass, because he's the only one that can do that. And the gifts are very operable in operation today, and if you look at 1 Corinthians 12 right there, and if you also look at 1 Corinthians 2:5, you'll see that you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And there's no other way of seeing that. But folks, I'm telling you that for the very reason that the Lord comes behind what we're talking about days later, weeks later, months later, a year later, 10 years later, and he confirms what he's been sharing with us. And this is just one of those, because what we have now is we have agents actually coming out. They did this during the 70s, during what you know as Watergate, which was a pedophile cover-up case. They did this in the 90s when they were making, the end of the 80s, I'm sorry, the beginning of the 90s when they made Conspiracy of Silence. It just goes on and on. Every generation, it seems like that there's faithful said agents in these unconstitutional agencies that are good guys, and thank God for them, that actually come out and tell the truth concerning how this all works. Well, we had an agent just come out this morning, and he's talking about the whole expose on Epstein and how he's basically, you know, being used to do the things that he was doing in extorting politicians, actors, musicians, so they can be extorted. They can be controlled by the bad guys with the use of them committing crimes against children, pedophilia. Well, I got a video of that just this morning, and I want you to go ahead and take a look at it and take a listen to this, because he is telling you exactly what I've always told you. And going back to the Epstein situation and him hanging himself, folks, that was all nonsense. And you know it was nonsense, but the people just went along with it, and they were allowing themselves to be played like a pawn on a board by these people that they laugh at. But again, let me remind you, the joke's on you. Read Ephesians 4:14 once again. Let's listen to this agent, and let's see how it is that these people are controlled.
That Epstein really hung himself? I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, right? No. If a lot of this stuff on a high level is used as blackmail and manipulation. So, yes, we were taking down rings throughout Latin America and whatnot, but the high-level stuff. Epstein did not run everything on his own. If you were an agency, I won't say which, but let's say that you were an agency and you wanted full control of the votes of a senator, of a congressman, of a federal judge, you want there to control their votes forever? Mm-hmm. You get them on film at an Epstein Island with a 12-year-old. You get them on film with any of those things, you control them forever. Forever. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what I'm telling you, friends. That's things, how they're like, controlling these politicians. And this is nothing new. This is stuff that we have known for decades in this country. And if you want to know why they're all trying to cover for each other and nobody's willing to bring justice upon each other, it's because they're all being extorted and they're all guilty of committing the same crimes. And P. Diddy, in fact, highlighting his crimes coming from the victims. Folks, not only are they pedophiles, but they're actually sacrificing many of these kids as well. And they're coming out and they're naming names, Denzel Washington, Russell Brandt, the list goes on, folks. In other words, the kids are telling you that, listen, if they're popular in politics, if they're popular in music, if they're popular in Hollywood, they're all a part of this, because every time that Diddy has parties, cameras are all over the place extorting and finding men committing crimes against children. So again, they can go back to the people that mean to extort them. So as this agent just said, that they're always going to vote the way we want them to vote, because if they don't, then we'll oust them. That's exactly how this is all working, friends. And America's American people, namely, you should know better than this, because this is the kind of stuff that we've seen for decades in this country. Also, contemplate the video that I was playing before the show started today, and it was an issue of pornography. You know, if you look at all this stuff that's being normalized today, it all stands in contrast to the laws found in our Constitutional Republic, which is premised on common law. So you're going to have to decide as to where this is going and why. I can tell you why, because men have wickedly departed from their God. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You want to call in? That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, just the other day, I was talking about how we were told by a guy that makes $20 million a year, conservative, controlled operative is what he is, how, you know, there's a debate going on concerning the executive order. And what I did is I took you over to the Constitution to show you that there's no such thing as an executive order. It's not for the executive to be the legislator as well, friends, or the judicial all in one. And the fact of the matter is this is what's being sold to the American people. Outside of that, this said conservative also said that they're not even following the rule of constitution anymore. Of course they're not. That's why there's so much division. You know, one of the things that I like to revert back to is the fact that, you know, today in public schools, and it's been going on in this country for decades now, literally, and we all know that the federal government is purposely doing this, and they're allowed to do this because the American people don't know what the Constitution says, what it is that their said representatives can do, and what it is that they can't do. Well, the federal government has no business whatsoever illegally indoctrinating anybody's kids, but this is what they've been doing, again, because the people don't know the difference. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Well, what's also interesting to note is how kids used to be unified in this country. And the reason they were unified in this country is because they were rooted in the same principles. Now, I'm going to just say that slow. It's because they were rooted in the same principles. Now, what's happening through the illegal indoctrination of the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment, what's happening is they're coming in and they're sowing seed just to scatter to the wind. In other words, they don't want anybody to be principled or rooted in the same principles anymore. You know, the bottom line is our forefathers said that there could be differences, but the differences that they were talking about were always rooted in the same principles. Well, that's no longer the case. That's just no longer the case here. Well, folks, it's a lot about like what we're talking about right here and right now concerning politicians and talking outside of both sides of their mouth. And the reason they get away with that is because, again, the people don't know the difference. They haven't taken the time to know it. And again, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. Well, I want you to know, because I brought this up yesterday, you have an establishment that's created this language that we've been warned about through Orwell long ago. He said there's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Well, those lies that they mean to sound truthful are blatant lies to those that know the difference concerning the Word of God and the Constitution. As I always say, you can tell the difference concerning the deviation in a stick when you lay a straight one next to a crooked one. Well, that's all I'm doing here. But when you look at the establishment that you see in the government, where does that start? That started in the church. Now, I continuously revert back to the fact that John Adams, my favorite president, second president of the United States of America, the Colossus of Independence, that bad boy prophet is exactly what he was. Read 1 Corinthians 1:28. But he's the one that said the church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, everything else goes. Well, when that goes, then so goes government. When the church goes, then so does the government. But I want to ask you again, where is the establishment? Where does it begin? It starts in the church. Now, let me get to this, because George Whitefield, P.S., posted script, he's a famous preacher. Ben Franklin, you know that deist, you know, the guy that didn't believe in God, he actually supported George Whitefield's ministry. And of course, I'm being facetious, friends. Nothing could be further from the truth. Look what they've established this country on, the principles of Scripture every step of the way. But George Whitefield, who is the famous field preacher, he was the one also known as the one that would go to the college students and to the young people because they had enough common sense to undergo in a laborious fashion to actually reach out to the young people because they understood Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train them up in the ways that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from them. Well, today we can see that the parents are just dropping them off to their sworn enemies, and then they wonder why they're coming out of public schools in such a fashion that they are. And it's one of the things that I continuously reiterate. They're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And you expect that their sworn enemies are going to raise them up in a righteous way? Shame on the American people that are dropping their kids off at a public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government and their sworn enemies. It's hypocrisy that stinks to high heaven. Matthew 23, verse 3. But let's go to George Whitefield. Division in heaven. There will be no Presbyterians. He's right. There will be no Baptist. There will be no Methodist. There will only be souls regenerated by God. He's making reference to Titus 3:5 in John 3:3. You must be born again. There's no other sort of Christian. All Christians must be born again. That doesn't apply to some. That applies to all Christians if they're genuine Christians. Now, take note concerning the establishment that we find in the church and the division that we see in the church, they're first, and then what's second is government. Did you know that Jesus warned his followers repeatedly of this in Mark 8, 15? He said, watch out. He said, beware of the leaven, that which corrupts or depraves with which it is missed. In other words, wicked doctrines of who? The Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. The wicked doctrines of who? The leaven of the Herodians, the corrupt doctrines found in government. Yesterday I brought this up. Isn't it interesting how they're creating this doctrine? They call themselves Zionists. Then they believe that, well, they understand that in America that 81% of the said evangelicals voted the scoundrel in that's in office today that said he never needed to repent. Well, you also got to contemplate, friends, that across the country when I do events, when I talk to these said 81% that put Donald Trump in office. Keep in mind, they don't know the scripture any more than Donald Trump is, and that's why the bad guys rest assured that they can go ahead and now create something called Zionism. That's where you take a little Christianity and then you bring in what they call Judaism, and then you mix the two together. And on top of it, you also bring the doctrines in, and if you and mix them in together. So it's an admixture, and there you have confusion, all by design. Read Daniel 9, 7, right? Also 14, 33 of 1 Corinthians. And what am I talking about, folks? I'm talking about how they create out of thin air whatever it is that they want to create. I mean, look at the flag of Zionists. What is it? They say it's the Star of David. That's premised on what? Mythology. That is not scriptural. It does not exist in any sense of the word. But again, if you don't know the difference, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go out and get one of those what they call Star of Davids, and you're going to put it on your front yard, and you're going to think everybody knows that you're really smart, and you must be a real Christian because you know the difference. No, again, anybody that takes the time to know the difference knows that you have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea as to who you're following. And the fact of the matter is, you people are the ones that are continuously talking about how you don't believe the media, but now you show the world exactly how much of a hypocrite you truly are. Matthew 23, verse 3. You're leading everybody into the same confusion that you're confused by. And it's a shame. It truly is. But let's get on to this. Jesus warned us of all that. He said, stay away from all of it. Because if you remember right, in John 19, 15, these are the same people that were crying out that we have no king but King Jesus. Who are they? The religious hypocrites and the Herodians. The religious hypocrites and the Herodians. Exactly what you're seeing in America today. The spirit of the world has not changed, friends. That's why we hold to the Christ, the rock. Okay, where we have sure footing in all that we're called to do on this earth as it is in heaven. Now, let's start with the leaving of the government. So we have over what? Now, listen carefully, friends. If you want to get set free, I'm telling you what we're talking about right now is going to do just that. We have over 101 different party affiliations, all of which, listen again, don't exist. We have over 101 different party affiliations. You also now, congratulations, Americans, for not listening. Now you have a Muslim caucus, by the way. Okay, but we have over 101 different party affiliations, all of the which are unconstitutional. We are, again, a constitutional republic. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. We're a country ruled by law, not by the opinions of scheming, cunning men, and their purposely misconstrued and distorted interpretations. It goes back to what Orwell warned us of, that political language that's made to make lies sound truthful. You know what's really sad about it? Is the bad guys know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth. And you could say, Bradley, why are you just backhanding us? Well, if it doesn't apply to you, praise God, then we're on the same team and we're going forward. We're on the offensive and we understand what's going on. But if not, question that I beg is, why would you be offended if you weren't guilty of it? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best Red Pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us, and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish His own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You guys want to add to, take away from the conversation, Jude 3 and 4? Number's 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do so. We're about 2 months out. We usually go 3 months out. That number's 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to have an event. We'd love to be a part of it. We just did one in Johnstown, Colorado. It was fantastic, folks. It's payday for me to be with the people. It truly is. But again, if you'd like to be a part of having us at one of your events, 1-866-233-0747. So let's get back to this. We're talking about right now this created conversation that the government's been using. We're talking about confusion. We're talking about where it starts, namely in the church, and why it bleeds over into government, in the halls of government today. So a majority, 99% of what you hear coming from conservatives, the good guys today, as they're sold to you, it's nonsense. It's unconstitutional nonsense. And if you're not going to be ruled by law, then guess what? You're not going to have justice. And guess what it is that you lack? Justice. And everybody's complaining about it. And this is, in fact, the very heart of God. I mean, it's a mercy out of society, friends, to bring forth judgment upon the heads of the guilty. And if you don't do it, they're going to breed. And it's exactly what you're seeing happening in this country. So let's get back over to this. So we have, when it comes to government, we have over 101 different party affiliations. Matter of fact, because the people departed from the Constitution, the enumerated laws, we now have a, listen carefully, no joke, we have a socialist party. That's unconstitutional. We have a Republican Party. That's unconstitutional, doesn't exist. Where are you smart people? Folks, I vividly remember doing an event in San Diego, right off the coastline there. And I remember it was packed. And I remember being asked, because I was the keynote speaker, if we could have a couple people that were running for office to come up and kind of introduce themselves to the people, you know, as an option for who they may vote for next. And I said, absolutely. But I said, I also want to let you know that if they're talking in a way that's foreign to the Constitution, I'm going to call them out. And guess what all three of them did? They started talking about, you know, what they were going to do for the people. And, you know, the purpose of government, friends, is to get out of the way, not get in the way. But the point was, is, you know, I'm a Republican, I'm this, that, and the other thing, and this is what I'm going to do for you. And then another guy gets up in this slick suit, and he starts talking about, this is what I'm going to do for you. And I got up there, and I said, you know what, guys? I said, I'd keep an eye on both of these guys. There was actually three of them. One of them was a SEAL. But the point was, is I just called him on. I said, I'd keep an eye on both of these guys because they're already talking in an unconstitutional manner, and they're already talking about what they're going to do for you. The only thing that they're supposed to do is maintain order. The only thing that they're supposed to do is restrain men from sin. The only thing that they're supposed to do, what they swear to do, Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, 23, they swear to uphold the laws, right? To restrain men from violating God's moral law, 1 John 3, 4, and to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So what are these guys talking about? This is what they're going to do for you? No, wait a second. They get delegated authority from you, people, not the other way around. It's not like you're buying yourself a little puppet to go ahead and do whatever you want to have him do. No, according to law. And if everybody came back to that straight line as to who we are, ruled by law, under God, I'll tell you what, 99.9% of the garbage that you listen to all day long wouldn't even exist. And furthermore, if the 86% of the people that actually profess to be Christians were, do you think that we would be in the position that we're in today? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. Folks, because people have left the Constitution, did you know that we have a Democratic Party? Unconstitutional. Did you know that we have an Independent Party? Unconstitutional. The Libertarian Party. You know what Libertarian defines out to be? No regard for law. I mean, it's like, you're a Libertarian and this is what you're going to do to make things right? How does that work? You're like clouds without rain. Doesn't even make any sense. Because the people in this country don't take heed to the Constitution, did you know that we have a Green Party? It's just getting weirder and weirder. There's even a legalized marijuana party. Okay. Again, there are 101 unconstitutional parties in the present, and they're all unconstitutional. Here, this is why what's popular today in the conservative movement doesn't want Bradley Dean in the mix, because then they are not going to have something to talk about tomorrow. The interference, the entanglements that you see coming from government today. Folks, the forging of your change as they continuously work your fingers to the bones, to those that do. Well, they tax you on the way in and tax you on the way out. You're under a curse, under the judgments of God. Folks, if you actually got back to who we were, all of these guys that you tolerate would be in jail for crimes being committed against you. Did you know that? That's absolutely 100% a fact. This is not what you see today in any sense of the word, what our forefathers established. Again, I was just highlighting the fact that you see all this tumultuousness going on out there, this domestic insurrection, these paid provocateurs that are highlighted by the mainstream media who are reading off a teleprompter under the dictates of the CIA Mockingbird media. Folks, if you followed the rule of law, none of that would be here. That's the truth of the matter. It wouldn't be here. Why? Because you wouldn't tolerate it. You wouldn't be tolerated. You're not called to be enslaved. You're called to be set free. But if you want to be set free, you're the one that's going to have to cut those chains off. And the fact of the matter is, what does that is having a knowledge of who you are and where you came from, rather than taking on this new narrative, Micah 6:16, by the mainstream media and their useful idiots that are just doing their jobs, as they say. So let's go on. Now, for all of these unconstitutional parties in the present, it's interesting how they've been given a pass. This seems to suggest that anyone who would like to recreate, literally, recreate our Constitution can do so by tearing it down and recreating or redefining our American form of government. Wow. Hey, folks, there's a word for that. It's called treachery. It's unfaithful in oath, in covenant. Yet this is what's happened. And the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, again, warned of this type of division as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Here, let me say it again. There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader. Okay? Our leader is Christ. He's not divided. And concerting measures in opposition to each other. It's exactly what we were warned of. This, said John Adams, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. I have a billboard up in a county not too far from here, and it's James Buchanan. And it's a huge quote that nobody can miss. Matter of fact, I put these billboards right up in the face of hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis that drive by. This billboard says, "There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution." Hey, folks, if you want sure footing, there you have it. If you want the Lord to have his will on this earth as he does in heaven, then do what he told you to do and reestablish it. Reform yourselves. Okay? Bring forth the reclamation of who we are again rather than what it is that they want us to be through a bunch of revisionists indoctrinating us on a 24/7 basis who claim that they have what? 90-some percent of the narrative? Wow, people. There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. James Wilson, who was a founding father, signer of the Declaration of Independence, also a signer of the Constitution, and an original justice of the United States Supreme Court appointed by George Washington, said, "Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of God's law, which is divine," Exodus 20. "Far from being rivals or enemies, Christianity and law are twin sisters because Christ fulfilled it," Matthew 5:17. "And friends and mutual assistance, indeed, these two sciences run into each other." Isn't it interesting that science defines out to be? Science is the study of what? The creation. You know what politics is? It's the science of politics, right? The science of governments. Isn't it interesting how those definitions go right back to the author of who we are at every given step? Yeah. It is. Now we're going to cross over into the leaving of the modern day apostates in the American church, because that's what they are. A majority of them easily. Did you know that Americans, there's over 45,000 denominations worldwide in the church? How could this be? You have Lutherans, you have Catholics, You have Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, the Methodists, the United Church of Christ, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Why? Why so much division? Because if you look at Scripture, this is in direct contrast to the Scriptures. Just like in government, all these party affiliations are in direct contrast. They are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. But speaking of the church, and the reason that you have 45,000 denominations is because the people have left Christ. We should be united in Christ. We shouldn't have 45,000 denominations in the church. Listen to 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and there be no divisions among you. Let me stop there for a moment. What did Jesus warn of in Mark 3:25? A house divided against itself cannot stand. Who's created all this schism? Who's created all this division in the church? It's man leaving off Christ and following man is what it is. Who's creating all this schism and division in government? It's man leaving off the Constitution and following man by creating party. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back again. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. I always
I always want to get as much information to you as I possibly can, and that's why I squeeze it in there every single show. Because I listen, the words like a fire shut up in my bones. Whatever I have here, I want to make sure that you get it as well. But I do want to say this is the final segment. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. If you want to add to, take away, that's your call. We're not censoring anybody's opinion. Just keep a clean mouth. That's all I care about. 281-845-4704. Now, let me get back to this, because what we're talking about, folks, again, just giving a recap in case somebody just joined us, how there's so much division in the church, and it starts in the church, and that's why we have 45,000 denominations worldwide. It's unscriptural, friends. I'm going to continue on with that in just a moment. And when you look at government, you have 101 affiliations. They're all unconstitutional. Why so much division? And who's created the division for what purpose? To divide the people one against another. That used to be foreign in this country. Our forefathers warned us of taking on this dangerous, indoctrinational nonsense from a bunch of compromised and extorted politicians. Okay, but that's who you're listening to, okay? If you're going to talk that language, and it's prevalent across the country, and nobody teaches that language to you more than today's conservatives, that's why, again, we call them yesterday's liberals. Remember, the Lord told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, today's conservatives. They're not preservatives. They're a bunch of gossips. They're all in the know. And that's really what it comes down to. It's like inquiring minds need to know. Where are they bringing you? Are they giving you answers to the issues? No, you're being entertained by them. They're entertainers that are making millions of dollars every year, aiding the destruction of this country. And I'm not talking about just some of them. I'm talking about a good portion of them more than not. And don't sit there and say to me, oh, well, you know, what about this one? Because he happens to be your favorite, because you like his personality. Yeah, it's probably that one too. And it's not that you love the truth, it's that you like the fact that he's just like you. You better get that one straight, folks. You know, I want to say this case in point, in contrast to the point that I just made. It's interesting how people will say, you know, what's Bradley, you know, is it true that men wrote the Bible? Yeah, they were inspired by God and the leading of the Holy Ghost to write the Bible, right? Yeah, I know that. We know that. We totally know that it was written by man. But isn't it interesting, if it was inspired by man, then why is it that it goes against all the desires of man? That's called the cross of Jesus Christ. You know what happens at that point? There's nothing to talk about. They're dumbfounded. They got both feet in their mouth. Whoa, I never thought about that before. I know. I absolutely 100% know. That's why you need to think, and that's why you're listening to the show today. Amen? Let me get back to this. What unifies us? Christ. We're supposed to speak the same things. We're to have no divisions among us. We're to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. How is it that, oh, you know, what's, you know, you sit in a circle and you see all these people, and they're at a Bible study, and they're reading about something, and then all of a sudden the guy that's leading up the Bible study or the woman that's leading up the Bible study says, you know, what's your opinion about this scripture? Listen, your opinion doesn't matter any more than everybody in this room right now, because everybody's opinion is going to be in contrast to the cross for the most part. And then you miss the spirit of it because you're not bearing your cross. It's because you're an enemy of the cross. And what are you doing? It's called deconstructionism. The minute you start asking everybody about their opinions rather than what it really says and what it really means, they're going to give you their opinion, and then hence what happens, you become confused. Now, I understand there's apostles, there's prophets, there's teachers, there's evangelists, and there's pastors for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry. Oh, part 12 comes into aid there in context, doesn't it? Ephesians 4:11 and 12 in context. I understand that man is used by the Holy Spirit, but you better make sure that that man knows the cross and he understands the power of God unto salvation, because if not, he's an enemy of the cross. If they're always looking to go around to make it easier for you than what Scripture tells us, then you better get away from that ministry, because they're enemies of the cross and they know not the power of God unto salvation.
Jesus said, if you come in any other way than through the door, because he is the door, you come as a thief or as a robber. Okay? A thief or a robber. Let me go on. Ephesians 4, 4 and 6 says, listen carefully, friends. I'm bringing you under the umbrella of Christ. What does it say? There's one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Here, now I just want to do this. I want to show this to you really quick if I can and define it for you concerning my affiliates. So you can understand the definition of the word one. You know what the definition of the word one is? It is singular in number, individual, as one man, only one book. Why do you think, by the way, there were so many translations made? That came out in about the 60s and 70s as well, to confuse the people. And guess what a lot of these translations started to do? They started to water down the meaning. They started to remove words like law. Did you know that? And turning the word law into will. That's why people are confused. Folks, hold to the closest that you can find through translation. That's why I continuously go back to the King James. Well, Bradley, that's not always true. That's not true. You know, I know this about this and that and that. Well, I'll tell you what, if it worked for our forefathers and the patriarchs of the faith, then it's going to work for me just fine. Moving on. There's one body, one spirit. You're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord. Let's go to that one Lord. The scripture makes plain that there's only one name under heaven. Not 45,000 versions whereby men might be saved. No. What does it say? Acts 4:12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other. Let me say it again. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby men might be saved. Isn't it interesting as what's beginning to culminate, and we've seen this for decades, literally, where they're talking about a new world order and a one world religion. And by the way, you can accredit a lot of that to the ecumenical preacher named Billy Graham, who's no longer here. And now his son's taking the mantle to do the same thing. Beware. 1 Kings 13:33. He's poison is what he is. Okay? And he's pushing agenda to bring about an ecumenical religion worldwide. Isn't it interesting that they want to compromise the sacrifice of Christ? That is not a good place to put yourself. When you want to start watering down the blood that was shed on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, you better understand now you have crossed lines and now you are going to face the judgment. And I'm not going to say a judgment when you die and stand before the Lord. No, I'm telling you what Scripture says, that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. But the minute you go that direction, it's just a matter of time. And it's not going to take long. The face of the Lord is set against those that do wickedness, and wicked men would only do such a thing. And that's exactly what you're seeing on the horizon. They're watering down the blood of the sacrifice. Never good. Never good. Only judgment, and they're hastening the judgment upon themselves and anybody else that would dare follow them. Follow Christ, friends. They are not the standard. They are not the doorkeeper. Folks, they are not the ones keeping anybody in line, except those that are willing to follow them rather than Christ who makes them free. What does it tell us in Acts 4:12? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we might be saved. Here's another one, 1 Timothy 2:5. Put this in the face of 45,000 denominations. The same thing with the Constitution. There is one God, one mediator between God and man. What's his name? The man Christ Jesus. Nothing to stand in the way of that. Only one mediator, friends. Listen to me, Catholics. I love you enough to tell you what Scripture says. You go to him. You go to him. To go outside of him who is the mediator is idolatry, and the Lord condemns it. Jesus said of himself, on the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father except through who? He said, through me. He didn't say 45,000 different men that are leading you away from me.
Friends, and I'm going to say this too. You can look at many of these preachers of old. We call them generals of God. Like John Wesley, they created a denomination after him. That's not on Wesley. He was pointing his finger to Christ crucified. Man did that. John didn't do that. I'm going to go on here for a moment because I want to set this record straight. Again, folks, love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. You'll receive your orders within 3 to 5 days, promised by none other than the USPS. Okay, so folks, I want to continue on this just for a moment, and I'm going to end with this. When you look at men like John Calvin, oh my goodness, here's another one. You start to check out the theologians, and you start to see what they're doing. They're merely dissecting the word to bring in spiritual understanding as to what it means. They're not just giving you a quick overview like you're on a train going 100 miles an hour and you don't get to behold everything out there. No, they stop the train, they get out, and they begin to observe with a microscope. They dissect it for us to give us understanding. They want to get us to pay attention to things that we haven't paid attention to before. Well, I remember this one guy. And honestly, guys, honestly, we had a guy call and say, would you get this guy on the radio? I'm about a half a step away from saying his name. And I remember I reached out to him, and I just said, hey, listen, one of our listeners and viewers wants to have you on the show. No response. So I thought, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And I don't usually do this. So I just reached out again, and he finally responded to me with his excuses. And I just thought, isn't that interesting that you're sitting there telling people how to live their lives and you can't even return a phone call after days? Okay, my goodness. That's the first prerequisite, is your integrity. Oh my goodness, friends. This is prevalent in the church. And I'm not talking about those out on the wayside. I'm talking about the ones that you think are all about it. And they got that, they're really hooked up into the things of the Lord. Oh my goodness, I can tell you five names right now where it's like, okay. If you ever wonder why we're very picky about who we have on this show, that is exactly why. That is exactly why, because there's no integrity. But yet the way they sell themselves to the people's man, nobody is hooked up to the Lord more than I am, say they. But going back to this one individual, I just got to the point where, you know what, there's an arrogance about this guy. And I'm not calling him again. And I seen a scroll of him. And I noticed what he was doing is he was up at the pulpit telling everybody what the deal was. And then lo and behold, what do I hear come out of his mouth? Going back to John Calvin. He said, I'm a Calvinist. What is that, like the coolest name that you could come up with concerning who it is that we mean to follow? Rather than a Wesleyan? Rather than to follow any other man that, a denomination has been created after his name or after that person. Because I can tell you those men of God don't want anybody following them. They were always pointing their finger back to the Christ. But the point is with this guy, he said he was a Calvinist. And I just said, there's the problem. He's trying to find his identity in a man. In his nature, and this isn't a cap on Calvin, because what I've read of Calvin, it is spot on. The same thing with Augustine, spot on. The same thing with Luther, spot on, in context. I've seen people get mad at Luther for saying things that he was absolutely 100% right about. And what happens? The people get mad at him because they take out of context what he said. That's usually what people do with me too. Or they're just offended at him because they don't understand this preacher boy. You're either going to hate your sin or you're going to hate the preacher. And that would be me. But folks, when he said, I'm a Calvinist, it's just like, there's the problem. He's creating division. Because John Calvin didn't tell you to follow John Calvin. No more than Augustine told you to follow Augustine. No more than Zwingli told you to follow Zwingli. And the list goes on. No, you know what happened? Man did that. They did not do that. Same thing with Charles Spurgeon. He didn't want anybody following him. I'll tell you what, a real preacher, what he's going to do if he's born of the Spirit of God, I can tell you this right now, he doesn't dare draw attention to himself where he's looking for people to follow him. And yet America and the pulpits are filled with these charlatans. They have no understanding of what it is that they're called to do. They're not called to lift themselves up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And he'll do that through the cross, by the way. But I get so tired of this nonsense where people are following all these denominations. And, you know, this is what I am, a Pentecostal. And this is what I am. I'm a Baptist. And, oh, this is what I am. I'm a Catholic. Hey, guys, there's only one Christ. There's only one Bible. Are you a part of a club that Jesus didn't create? Yes, if that's what you're going to go ahead and revert back to and identify in. Here's the other thing. The church isn't going to save you. Christ is the Savior, not the church. He's the Savior of the church. So there's two steps that you need to go back and understand first and foremost as to who you need to follow. Jesus Christ and Him alone. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, respectfully, in 1 Corinthians 11:1 said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ." And also keep in mind when he talked about in the book of Corinthians, he said, was I crucified for you? No, I wasn't crucified for you. Christ was crucified for you. That's who you go to, is you go to him. You ask him for the Holy Spirit. You ask him for revelation. You ask him when praying. Before you go to any counselor, you go to him. And if you're in the Word of God, you should be going to him because the Spirit of God will draw you to him. I think oftentimes too many people end up with counselors because they're not taking the time to search the Scriptures to know for themselves. It's absolutely true. So again, I want to end the show by understanding, and I'm talking about us as a whole, by understanding that we follow Christ. We're to be unified in Christ Jesus. Okay, and him alone. And when it comes to the government, there are representatives there to uphold that which defines the U.S. Constitution, namely the enumerated laws found within. If they go outside of that, then you impeach them and you prosecute them. Because if you don't, you're going to get more of what you've got today, and it's going to get worse. Oh, you can rest assured, friends. I almost wonder at this point in this country, I believe that the righteous will get to the other side. I don't know what that means for those that are alive, but I do know and I do believe that America is at such the point in this country where it's out of time and it's not an issue of reclamation. And I'm not talking about for everybody. I'm talking about the guilty. It's not at the point of being a rescue any longer as it is so much as just preaching the judgment of God. Because when you look at Ezekiel, you look at Jeremiah, you look at the small prophets, how many times were those prophets sent to preach the message to the people that they blatantly refused? Hence, I end with, there was a book of Lamentations, and that was after 70 years of Jeremiah preaching to the people that didn't want to listen to a word the Lord said through Jeremiah until it started to come to pass, and then it was too late. Folks, love you by what we do. Again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. If you want to check out the store, your orders go out tomorrow morning. Also, please contemplate, friends, and consider, for those that don't support, please understand that without your support, we cannot do the things that we do. That's up to you and the Lord, because the Lord gives us loves a cheerful giver. If you're not a cheerful giver, go somewhere else. We're totally fine with that. But for those that are cheerful givers, we thank you very much. And those that do support, we thank you very much for keeping us out there, folks. We've got a lot to do. In Jesus' name.